a new study looks at how a chemical in treated drinking water could impact urban streams. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Kara Holsapple. The problem of lead in drinking water has been top of mind since the crisis in Flint, Michigan, which began in 2014. Exposure to lead impacts children's brains and nervous systems, and there's no safe level of lead in the blood. Since April 2019, Pittsburgh Water, then PWSA, began treating drinking water with orthophosphate to prevent corrosion of lead pipes.
So we have discovered that it is leaking into Pittsburgh's streams at alarming rate.
The study's first author is Anusha Balangoda, assistant teaching professor in geology and environmental science at the University of Pittsburgh. In collaboration with local water authorities, her team took samples from five streams in Pittsburgh before and after orthophosphate was added to the city's drinking water and found high levels of phosphorus.
Phosphorus increased over 600% after treatment began.
She says manganese spiked over 3,000%, copper over 300%, and iron over 400%. Those are corrosion byproducts. So how did they get there? According to the study, leaky water pipes. Balangoda says in 2019, Pittsburgh Water lost around 40 to 50% of treated water. That's about 25 to 35 million gallons of treated water daily. The agency couldn't confirm that figure, but said due to the age of the infrastructure and a historic lack of investment, its water distribution system does experience a high percentage of water loss. The leaking water takes the chemicals with it.
Phosphate can infiltrate into deep groundwater.
And she says phosphate can then move into streams. Orthophosphate can also get into streams through gray water, the treated water we cook and shower with. When the city's combined sewer system overflows into the three rivers and streams during rainstorms. What's the issue with increased levels of phosphorus in these streams? Balangoda says it's a nutrient, which feeds algae in streams, and that can cause something called eutrophication.
So that's leading into more algal blooms.
The study makes some suggestions for how to prevent phosphate from leaky water infrastructure. One is to replace old pipes more quickly. Another is to optimize orthophosphate in treated water.
Find the minimum phosphate level that prevents lead exposure without overwhelming local streams.
Pittsburgh Water says orthophosphate is a common solution to protecting water customers from lead pipes. By adding orthophosphate and replacing lead service lines, it says this October it reached a historic low lead level, 2 parts per billion, in the latest round of water testing. It says it has optimized the corrosion control program and that orthophosphate levels in drinking water are different from when the study was conducted in 2019 and 2020. But this isn't just an issue in Pittsburgh. Balangoda says lead in drinking water associated with aging water infrastructure is happening across the Northeast, Midwest, and Great Lakes area.
This is a widespread problem.
And that means water treated with orthophosphate could be leaking into waterways elsewhere too. Balangoda says this study is the first of its kind.
We can have both safe drinking water and healthy streams.
But she says it will require investment. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Updates. I'm Carol Holsapple.